We caught some breaks there.
All right, Andrew. Debuting the 18, well, debuting yourself in the 18 car for the first time this year. Came out, got yourself a heat win after a practice last night. It seemed like it went okay for you. How'd things go up until feature time?
I mean, the car was great for what we were expecting. I expected a learning curve. I expected a lot to go on tonight, but the car was good right out of the box. We weren't the fastest, but we were definitely good. And I figured I could outdrive half these guys, but then I got driven into the wall instead.
Yeah, I was going to say, come feature time, what happened out there on the outside on that restart with Anthony?
I was making a living on the outside there for a while, and the tires were holding up, which I was happy with. We got the right rear to cool down, and these freaking restarts, I don't know. I mean, I understand the part for the fans, but I don't think we got enough talent out there to be running too wide, honestly. I mean, we started too wide. He knew I was there. We went into one and two together, and I don't know, you know, why he did that. I watched specifically when I seen it happen and to make sure he didn't have the wheels all the way cut and had a push in the car or something. He just took me right to the wall. It was just totally ridiculous, and he knew I was out there. You know, it'd be one thing if I was out there fishing around in the middle of the race, but it was a restart. I was outside of him. Just really upset about that because we're here to try to have some fun. We're down sponsorship, and, you know, that was just unnecessary accident.
Are you absolutely positive he knew you were there? Maybe he just wasn't moving up just to maybe get a better line going into turn three?
We were side by side going into turn one.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I understand the devil's advocate, but he knew. I mean, you know, as a race car driver, when you go too wide into turn one, someone's going to hang around there. At the very bare minimum, it's courtesy to leave one lane. Didn't leave one lane. It was not even half a lane. You know, and I don't understand what the track does with the rules. I got to sit down with the rule book and apparently my calculus book next to it, because it takes a lot to understand the rules up here. When you're involved in an accident, you go to the back. When you spin to avoid an accident, you get your spot back, subject to their judgment call. They don't follow the rules on half the stuff, so that's the part that I'm getting upset about with that too.
How was the car after that first incident in turn one where you spun to avoid?
It was all right. I backed it in pretty square. You know, I did everything I could to save it. I was happy with the situation there. I mean, I could have hit the foam. So we did everything we could to save it, and, you know, we stayed in the game. We were running second. So I think we would have been in good shape. I don't know if we would have beat Anthony, but we would have definitely had a top three. I believe that.
And how much damage to the car? Are we going to see it next week or not, maybe till a week before Classic?
I don't know that you're going to see us next week. There's a lot of work. You know, hopefully we can get it done, and hopefully we can get some people to kick in. But I got a flight up here next week either way, so I'll either be working on it or I'll be racing. So one way or another, we'll be here. But I do want to say we wouldn't have been here without my dad, Russ Brown, Ray Hedger, all the guys, Brian Sobis helping out. Just an insurmountable work that was put in. Rich Appleby came up. We wouldn't have been here.